It's just coming up to nearly 10:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined in the studio by David Solis and Rachel Horton-Smith from Health Watch Essex. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Hi.
Now, we've been having a great chat off air. I think this is brilliant, and you're going to be really interested in this as well. So first of all, we can just talk about what is Health Watch Essex.
Yeah, okay. Health Watch Essex is an independent charity. We're 5 years old, so we're quite a relatively new charity. But what we do is we look at health and social care across Essex from the perspective of the user. So that could be the patient, the carer, the family member, staff member. But we get involved in lots of different things, from mental health to hospitals to political stuff that's going on around the birthday of the NHS, that kind of stuff. So we do a lot of kind of outreach and a lot of engagement work. But what it's always been based in is basically the stories and the lived experience of the users. Strangely, I come from an academic background, so I'm a theologian by training, but I looked at HIV and AIDS, and then I came into the charity world for about, I've been there probably 15 years, I've worked for 4 charities, and this is my 4th charity, and so, yeah, quite a busy background, but it's an enjoyable job.
And what about yourself, Rachel?
So I lead on communications for Health Watch Essex. So my background has always been in communications, but just in lots of different environments. So I've worked in policing and in the military, and I've run my own business. So a whole selection of things. So I've been with Health Watch Essex now for about 3 months. Mm. So health and social care is a bit new to me, and it's fascinating work.
And what's your role there at the moment?
I'm the chief executive. I'm the chief executive.
I am the main man now,
but I was the engagement manager for 4.5 years. So people will know me if they know Health Watch Essex around the work that we do around engagement using the Chatterbox Cab, their films, just the events that we do. So people will know me, but yeah, I've been chief exec since 1st of August.
Now, this morning when I went to look at the website, which you must go and have a look at, which is all the W's, healthwatchessex.org.uk, I went and had look to see if my doctor's surgery was there, because then it wasn't, so I've added it, and then you get an email back to just confirm your email address, and then I've posted it up on to Twitter, so people in my local area can make comments on the doctor's surgery, so they can find out what sort of services. But when you've got all this information, I was saying to you both earlier, people are not happy, and looking at the site, not many surgeries are getting very good feedback because people can't get in to see a doctor. What happens with all this information that you're collecting?
Yeah, so we have the feedback centre. So if you go on and your GP practice is out there, or your dentist or the hospital or whatever, just write to us and we can put that on. What we do firstly is we actually get in touch with the provider. So your surgery will get an email from us saying this is what's been up there, can you respond? But if there's lots and lots of complaints or lots of compliments as well, so let's say it's a really good surgery, we'll follow that up with the kind of powers that be. So the CQC, who are the regulator, they hold that. The NHS England, who are the contractors, so there's money involved, and there's commissioners. So it sounds a bit dry, but what we do is we push that back up the chain. The idea of saying, look, if people are making complaints, then there's an issue. The number one issue is about getting GP appointments across Essex. It is kind of UK-wide issue, but again, it's one of those ones, as soon as we know there's a problem with a certain surgery, we try and cut that off. And it's basically saying, look, this is just some of the feedback we've had. And if you've started the feedback role in your village, then we expect lots of people saying lots of great things.
Lots of great things, yeah. Because you do have to give if somebody's done a particular doctor is a good doctor or has been really helpful, then obviously it's nice. It's the same thing. Whatever job you do, sometimes you just don't get positive feedback, although you might have done a great job.
We do get positive feedback as well. Often people don't take the time to say when they've had excellent service. They tend, it's just human nature, isn't it? We tend to kick up a fuss when things aren't so great. But we did do kind of outreach work to try to make sure that we also solicit the good experiences too. So last week we were running a competition called Lively Lives, which was with school children all across Essex, getting them to name their healthcare hero. So someone who really made a big difference in their lives. And we got some wonderful stories back. They've designed bunting, so we've got pictures that the children have drawn, and then the stories are on the back of those, and there's some really powerful ones about just the difference that particular healthcare professionals have made to the lives of children. So those are going to go up in hospitals all across the county on the 5th of July for the NHS's birthday, so you can keep an eye out for those.
Excellent. Now, you know, you were saying with the information you've got, but if you were looking at a 5-year, I mean, I know it's probably a bit difficult, where do you see doctor surgeries or what's happening in 5 years if we don't, or the government, whoever's in charge, whatever party that may be, doesn't act, what's going to happen?
Now, the reality will be, if you are having an honest conversation, which is what we always try and promote, let's have an honest conversation. So the way the GP practices work at the moment, that won't work in the future. So you won't be seeing a named GP anymore. So the doctor, whoever you normally see as a family doctor, they may still be there, but you'll probably see what are called clinical physicians, who are lower trained, either nurses or specialists. So it could be that you go and see a physio. So if you've got an injury, say, to your knee, you're going to see the physio. You don't actually need to see the GP, because if you see the GP, he then or she will just refer you to a physio. So let's cut out that part of the journey. So that's got to improve. I think what will happen in Essex, unless we really get hold of workforce as the major priority, and I think it's a UK-wide, but especially in Essex, we will really struggle to see a GP within 2 or 3 weeks, unless it's an emergency. And of course, then what happens is, if it's an emergency, you'll either go to the walk-in centre, if there's one near you, or you'll end up at A&E departments, or a version of. And actually, that's where you don't want people to be, because in effect, that's an emergency. Accident emergency, it's in the name. That's the whole point. If you're not at an accident and you're not an emergency, don't go there. But people go there because they know they can't see a GP for 3 weeks. Yeah. So you have this kind of circle that we have to stop. The only way to do that is to recruit and train more doctors, more nurses, and more workforce.
Why are there not people coming through? What's changed?
The key is it a vocation anymore? And actually, I think what's happened, a bit like policing and all these other, and teaching, it's so demoralising now. And I wouldn't do any of those jobs. Probably why I'm chief exec of this one. But it's that bit when you meet nurses doing their very best, and yet you know they're 25% down on their staff, and they can't provide the service, so it just makes it harder. I think it is a vocational thing. We're trying very hard at Southwatch Essex to work with partners to encourage primary schools and secondary schools to talk about becoming a nurse or a doctor. But there's that expectation, and of course, if you look at the media, it's all doom and gloom. It all feels really kind of a lot harder than it used to be. But what we're trying to do is talk to paramedics and say, look, you are the inspiration. You're these people's heroes. And you need to say to them, well, look, if you think you're on such a good job, why don't you become a doctor?
Yeah.
And we've been doing that across Essex. We've been doing that in Jaywick with secondary schools. We've been doing that, you know, across in Saffron Walden, hopefully in Brentwood, where we're coming down and saying to them, you know, look, health and social care. And the other thing about it is if you're a carer, or a young person doing care, you could go into a care home now, and that's a job for life. And you could become a trained nurse through that. You could go on to work in hospitals. I think it literally, people look at the job and say, I have to do so many years of training with so much debt. Is it actually worth it? When you see the people on the other end actually doing the job who are complaining, it's tough. It's not an easy sell.
I think we should pay, and personally, I think most people think we should pay our nurses a lot more. That would help, I think, as well.
Yeah, no, I think the investment of the $20 billion is great. I just hope it goes into the right pockets, literally in the right pockets. I think there is still a lot of money that is, I don't want to say wasted, but invested in the wrong areas. But also it comes back to us as people looking after ourselves, because actually the person responsible for your own health is you. When it actually does go wrong, then of course go and see the health professionals. But I think the key is we have to take more responsibility for our lifestyle, the way we live, because actually those services won't be there. And that's the key. And then in 5 and 10 years, you know, by the time, you know, we're young, we're really young.
Thanks.
By the time we need a carer or a care home, we're hoping that has gone through a generation or a couple of generations of people really committed to helping out. But we are getting older. But it actually doesn't mean we're living longer, but healthier. We're just living longer, but iller. And it's more complex. And I think there is this kind of weird juxtaposition of trying to understand how do we deal with that? It's such a complex issue. But that's for us to sort out as people and as a community. And I think as Essex, we have a really good identity of looking after each other. So I think I always say this, we'll be okay because we're Essex. And I believe in the people of Essex. But don't count me on that. And in 10 years' time, when I come back, let's hope it has all changed. And we've got lots of people doing this job because they really believe in it and they want to care.
So we have an ambassador scheme where we look for people who have specific experiences or have specific health conditions that can give us insight into that particular world. And so so we have an individual in the office who manages that scheme. And if you go on the website and have a little look, his email address is there and you can get in touch if there's a particular vacancy for an area that you're interested in.
Now, I'm just going to talk about the information line, Rachel.
Yeah, so we have an information service which helps to signpost people to the right parts of the health and social care service in Essex. It's quite unusual nowadays to be able to pick up the phone and speak to a person in a lot of these environments. So they're a great team that really help people out with the complexity of it. And there's so much change within the NHS as well. So services that have been located in certain places are moving and changing, and it's difficult for people. So if you are struggling to find the service that you need, they're a really great resource to be able to pick up the phone to and just have a conversation with someone about where to go to get the help that you need.
Excellent. It's been lovely to meet you both. And if you want to find out more, and also if you want to put your doctor's surgery, it might be there already, but it's all the W's healthwatchessex.org.uk. The telephone number is 0300 500 1895, and that's the information service. And, you know, get your voice out there. People of Essex, they want to hear from you. Don't nod, it doesn't work.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, not a lot. That's all right.
I do that. I was sitting here nodding as well. It's lovely to meet you both, and hopefully you'll be back in again and we'll have another chat soon.
Yeah,
I have to say, Barts, by the way, where I went, which is not Essex, were lovely. The nurses were lovely. The doctor was lovely. It was, although the waiting rooms, I felt like I was going to be executed because there was no windows. You know, you get those little rooms there. I wish you could put a window in somewhere, or even a skylight.
I will feed that back.
Thank you. 10:38.